So is there anything more compelling than when you get something for free? I tell you, just using the word gets people to really take notice, gets them kind of excited and evaluate what's being offered. How about this? Buy one, get one free. You know, today I took advantage of an advertisement for buy two, get one free. And it really happened. How about free trial, free sample, 2 months free rent? What could you offer to others at no charge that they'd find valuable? Obviously, there would be quite a variety of answers to that question tonight, but one thing I know for sure is that we can offer to everyone hope. It is truly a free commodity that we can give away to others to encourage them and help them so they don't give up and they don't quit. You know, the Bible has a lot to say about hope. And one of the great verses in Romans chapter 15, verse 13, is that what God declares about himself, that he is a God of hope. Romans 15, 13 says, "Now the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost," or the Holy Spirit. And I thought also another interesting verse was in Ephesians 3:20, although the word hope is not used, it builds within us a vision and a sense of expectation in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, another very infamous verse. Ephesians 3:20, "Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." I got to ask you, doesn't that just make you hopeful that the God of the universe is interested in you enough and I enough that he'll work on our behalf? You know, sometimes things may look impossible, but we can be assured and know from the scriptures that with God all things are possible. We have a connection, and that gives us hope. Actually, there's always hope and possibility in this world because you're here. You know so much of the truth and have so much value to offer. And so tonight I'm sharing on something I've entitled Seven Things for Free. There's no waiting in line to the throne room. There's no need to call ahead for reservations. You have free access all the time, and that includes unlimited free food and drink, free backstage passes, special gifts, and best of all, freedom from tyranny. You know what, guys? We've been liberated from the devil's domain. We've been rescued out of this dark world and given citizenship in a heavenly kingdom. How did we receive that? Could we buy that? Was there something we were good enough to do or work for? You know what? No, it came how? Free. So number one in the sharing on seven things for free is our freedom from tyranny. In Colossians 1:13, in the King James Version, it says, "Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son." We've been delivered from the power of darkness, and he's rescued us and made us and put us into the kingdom of his dear Son. The contemporary English version of this same verse, Colossians 1:13, says, "God rescued us from the dark power of Satan and brought us into the kingdom of his dear Son." And I've always enjoyed that analogy about citizenship. We've been given citizenship in a heavenly kingdom, as well as citizenship that we enjoy and embrace down here on our planet in the United States of America, which, you know, is a subject for another day. But we enjoy some great freedoms and some great liberties just as being members of this society and this culture and being born here. But I want to look at Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. You know, America is the greatest country, in my thinking, on earth. And one of the things I recently heard someone say is maybe to evaluate sort of the state of affairs of our country is, are people trying to get in or get out? Well, I think, as you many of you well know, people are wanting to get into our country because it offers so much liberty, so much freedom, so much quality of life. And we certainly don't want to be those who, take that for granted. But also, because of what God has done for all of us through the work of Jesus Christ, we have citizenship in heaven. It talks about that in Philippians chapter 3, verse 20. Through 21, I'm reading for the International Version, New International Version. It says, but our citizenship, now that says conversation in the King James Version, but more easily and well translated, our citizenship is in heaven. And we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control will transform our lowly bodies so they will be like his glorious body. This release from spiritual bondage has made us the benefactor of so many free things. You know, we really don't have time to go in tonight into an exhaustive study on this topic, but I did want to at least mention seven things that we have received. And as a result of that, guess what? Hope arises. Anticipation, expectation of good. And so freedom from tyranny, number one. Number two, freedom from guilt. Oh my gosh, guilt. And not just guilt in our own personal lives and minds, but just the guilt of having the sin nature. But guess what? According to Romans 5:1, it says, therefore, seeing we have been justified, this is the Amplified, that is, acquitted of sin, declared blameless before God by faith, let us grasp the fact that we have peace with God and the joy of reconciliation with him through our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah. One of these great seven things we have received from God is the freedom from guilt. We are no longer guilty. Why? Because we have been justified by grace. And one of the great definitions that you and I have both learned and been taught is just as if we never sinned. That's what the blood did. It wiped the slate clean. And when God looks at us, it's just as if I never sinned. We've been justified by grace. So freedom from tyranny, freedom from guilt. Number three, freedom from sin consciousness. We're not going to take the time to go to every one of these scriptures here tonight, but the freedom from sin consciousness, which is really that right standing that we have been given, how? By grace. By grace. And one of the great verses is in Romans 5:17. Where it says, for if by one man's sin death reigned by one, much more they which receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. We have been made righteous. We have been placed in this position of right standing, and it happened by grace. I think you're going to see a trend here. Because we received our freedom from tyranny, we were liberated from the devil's domain, we were rescued out and given citizenship in a heavenly kingdom. How? by grace. We were made free from guilt. We were justified, declared blameless before God, acquitted. We were justified by grace. Freedom from sin consciousness, which allows us to have right standing before God Almighty. How? By grace. Number four, freedom from fear. Right away, what comes to your mind? 2 Timothy 1:7, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. How about 1 John 4:18? About talking about fear having bondage, and it enslaves people. It defeats people. But we are no longer those people who are full of fear. We have been delivered from fear so that we can walk. We can walk in grace. We can live in grace. We can talk in grace. Number five, we're free from the law. Free from the law. We've been redeemed from the curse of the law, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. And so we've been freed from tyranny by grace. We've been freed from guilt by grace. We've been freed from sin consciousness by grace. We've been freed from fear by grace. We've been freed from the law, Galatians 3:13. We've been redeemed in grace. And number six, we've been made free from the sin nature. That thing that separated us from God, caused enmity between man and God. But no longer. Because in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 4, and it's a great, great verse, we say this every time we get together almost. But God. But God, who is rich in mercy. And that's not receiving what you do deserve. God is rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us. Even when we were dead in trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. And he raised us up together, made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by grace have you been saved through faith, and not of yourselves. It is the what? The gift of God. Oh, boy. We've been freed from tyranny by grace, justified by grace, and we got freedom from guilt. We've been given right standing and righteousness by grace. We are free from fear, freedom from the law, free now from the sin nature, that thing that has held us back. And finally, we have the freedom to think, and we have the freedom to choose. In Colossians chapter 4, verse 5, Colossians chapter 4, verse 5. The Bible says, walk in wisdom towards those who are outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. Obviously, there are many, many, many more verses. I chose these particular seven things. I just believe God put these in my heart to have to share. But hey, we got a lot to offer, guys. So hey, it's like, come one, come all, take the first step, the first taste. It's free. We're experiencing true freedom, and we have it to be able to want to introduce others to it and to give it away. To me, I can't think of any other good news that could be so wonderful, so rich, so beautiful. See? So you like something free? You're not the only one who likes things free. Everyone likes things for free. But see, there's no hook. There's no buy one, get one free. Grace is receiving what you don't deserve. It's that divine favor that God has really bestowed. The only responsibility on our part is just to have simple faith. And then Jesus takes us and introduces us to the Father. That brings a lot of hope to people's lives. And we have to work that out as we witness and talk to people. But boy, we got the greatest thing of greatest value just to give away. So let's remember those seven things, shall we? Freedom from tyranny. We're liberated from the devil's domain. We're rescued and given citizenship. And we're freed from guilt. We're free from sin consciousness. We're free from fear. We're free from the law. We're free from the sin nature. And we're free to think and choose, which is really nothing more than reflecting God's goodness and God's grace. So, my encouragement to you, take a deep breath. Enjoy the benefits of what everything you've received for free. And take a step, one step at a time. Take a little taste. Enjoy the blessings. Enjoy the benefits. Because it's only going to get better. To me, that is the great news of the gospel. And Jesus Christ is the one who introduces us to all these things as we believe. So, gracious Heavenly Father, thank you that we can walk free, like that song said, Lord, knowing that you are the God of the universe, and we people would think sometimes you got so many other things to do, and yet here we are. You want a relationship with us, so I pray that we'll take advantage of that and speak to you, Lord, and that we'll have ears to hear and eyes to see. In the powerful and wonderful name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.